If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we have a special treat for you this half hour. Dr. Thomas Vangsness has written a book, great book, The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis. What I like about it is he really does know the science of this field. It's not BS or bad science. It is really solidly done in a beautiful, if you will, book. And we should start it off with, you're a tremendously high-paid, well-respected, tremendous respected orthopedic surgeon who does sports medicine and is the head of sports medicine at USC, obviously a high-powered school from which a number of great athletes have emerged. Why did you take the time to write this about preventing arthritis? What motivated you to do that?
Well, thank you for the kind words, Mike. As a practicing doctor, I would sit and counsel my patients time and again, my young athletes, my middle-aged athletes, and I've always been an advocate of exercise to help and wellness, et cetera. And I'd give this arthritis talk again and again, and I finally said, why don't I write a book on it and help my patients? It's an inexpensive book to try and promote education about this difficult, perplexing, quiet epidemic, I call it, in our culture. So it was kind of a bucket list thing, and I, like you, I write on the weekends. I joke the university gives me 2 days a week off to do research now. It's Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Well, they always did give me those off. So, that's what we used to do. When I was a resident, we used to do crazy studies from 7 a.m. to midnight on Saturdays and Sundays to try and that was a long time ago. And we learned how to write then. You and I are about the same age, I understand. There are a couple of questions that are so fascinating I can't resist asking, so I'm going to ask the first one. The book, by the way, is The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis, and someone must have gotten it because there is a large chapter on stem cells and on the cusp of the Holy Grail, and this person said, I'm going to need a hip replacement, my doc says, in about 2 years. Can I wait for stem cells to be available, or how soon will they be available?
That question I get every day multiple times, and it's a long answer, but basically you are very correct. It is the forefront of what we call the next biology. There's a tremendous amount of interest in stem cell biology, and there's a lot of hyperbole as well. The reality is, right now, to do randomized clinical trials to get through the FDA is a very difficult task. It's a daunting task. It's a very expensive task. Clinical trials outside of cancer with stem cell biology are very minimal, and especially in musculoskeletal medicine. So the short answer to that question is, it's not coming soon. I was fortunate to publish recently in our big journal, the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery, our clinical trials we did at USC and several other centers around the country, the first human trial of injecting stem cells into human knees with a couple endpoints, one certainly for regrowing meniscus cartilage and two for articular cartilage effects. And it was really a safety trial more than an efficacy, but we did get some good results, and that's encouraging. But to do the next study for the joint, which I want to do, or even expanding to the hip, and with respect to your question, that's going to be years down the road and an awful lot of money for any drug company that wants to try and develop. And we're talking tens of millions of dollars, up to $200-$400 million for these studies. It's exceedingly complex.
And from a time standpoint, let's say there was unlimited money. Someone has written in, if there was unlimited money, and there probably should be from Medicare, he says, because it's such an expensive thing to do hip and knee replacements now. He said, if there was unlimited money, how long would it take for the studies to be done? And would they almost invariably be successful, or are we still far away on the technology, even in animals?
In an animal, did you say?
Yes. In other words, he said, if there was unlimited money in humans, are the animal studies promising enough that we could almost assure success?
A big leap from animals to humans, and there's I can cite several animal studies. I've done a couple myself, which does show efficacy of stem cell treatments for arthritis and cartilage defects. There's several studies that show that, but it's a big jump to go from animals to humans. Even going from primates to humans is difficult and expensive. So if we had unlimited resources, we still have to get it through the FDA, because the FDA's concern, and rightfully so, is safety. There are, in our labs, we know that if we give stem cells, we can even get some cancer things turning on and turning up, because it does upregulate. And so that's always a concern with the FDA. So safety is the most important issue, and that's what makes it difficult to do these studies to make sure the patients are safe. Having said that, we're now lining up to do our next study, but it's going to take a lot of money.
Now, the next question that we have from a reader is I'm going to do these out of order. So since there's one that's more basic. We're talking with Dr. Vangsness, V-A-N-G-S-N-E-S-S, Vangsness, and the author of The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis. And there are two questions that are in one email. And the first question is, why do we get arthritis? And the second is, I started taking DHA for my brain, and it seemed to help my arthritis.
I can start with the DHA. There's absolutely no evidence in the literature that DHA is going to help the complex physiology and inflammation that's involved with degenerative arthritis. If it does work for that patient, that's terrific. You really have to prove that, and there's nothing in the literature that shows that. Going back to arthritis in general, it's such a complex a disease process. It's hard to get all these different glucosamine, all these other chemicals we want to try and take, such as DHA. It's hard to prove that they really work. But indeed, if it works for you, individual patient, I say take it. That was this quick end. Now, what was your other question? I lost my thought there.
What causes arthritis was the major question, the major thrust.
The complexity of arthritis is the current thinking is that there's a strong genetic component which predisposes the patient to accelerated wear and tear of the ends of the bones, the articular cartilage, just like the enamel in your tooth. As that wears down, it's an irreversible process, not unlike the tire treads in your car. And as we age, and we're an aging baby boomer society, these joints are simply wearing out. There's up to 60 million Americans with arthritis. And it's really having to do with inflammation. Just like if you bite your lip, you get swelling, that's inflammation. Well, once these joints and the chemicals in the joints get inflamed, it gets a process of chemicals that are released that kind of erode and wash away some of the cartilage surfaces, which makes degeneration, and then it refeeds itself with more inflammation, and the joint slowly wears down. It's a very complex set of chemical reactions, which we don't fully understand, but we know if we can knock down inflammation, we can slow the process. We keep our weight down, we can slow the process.
Right after the break. The next question is going to be someone who said, if I lose weight, will arthritis stop? And how much of arthritis is due to obesity? And is there a diet that's special for arthritis greater than just my losing weight? We'll ask that of the author of The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis, Thomas Vangsness, V-A-N-G-S-N-E-S-S. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well is the motto, and one of the things you can stay well with is avoiding arthritis. So this is a question by a listener who said, I was overweight, I got thinner, and I lost most of my arthritis. How much of arthritis is due to obesity, and is it just the weight, or is it something else in obesity? And then the side question he asked is there a better diet than just losing weight for preventing or treating our arthritis?
That's a very good question, Mike, and a very hot topic in our culture. As you know, two-thirds of Americans are overweight, up to a third are obese. And studies are now showing that obesity, besides giving us systemic problems with increase in diabetes and things like this, we know that it affects inflammation. And there's a working term we call obeseritis now, or inflammation with obesity. And we know that, pure and simple, extra weight wears down the joints. And so, yes, your patient is correct that if I lose weight, and I tell patients, start small, but if it's a pound above the waist, it's 10 pounds at the knee, for instance. So a little bit of weight loss really helps with your knees and your hips. So we know that if arthritis is mostly genetic and traumatic, if you get it, once you have a lot of weight, it's going to make it worse. So, yes, the number one thing is to decrease your weight. And two, exercise to keep your joints going. But I think that obesity is a real problem. And yes, that we can absolutely help the arthritis, but we can't get it away. As I tell my patients, it's a slow train to more pain. And in that sense, there, to answer your second question, the diet, there is nothing in the literature that absolutely demonstrates that one diet is better than others. There's books written on diets, but there's no scientific foundation that this diet is better than this. The point is, keep your weight down, keep active, keep the joint moving, keep your muscles strong, and that gives you your best chance to overcome this arthritis pain.
Now, another question, if you will, is I heard, and I'm taking eggshell membrane for arthritis, and it seems to be working pretty well for me. why do I not hear more about it? Why is glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate the only things I hear about?
Well, and that's probably a good question. I've not particularly heard that particular solution to arthritis, but I wouldn't rule it out either. The studies themselves, let's say, about glucosamine and chondroitin are conflicted for many reasons. The study designs are difficult. They're funded by the companies, and the regulation of those types of products are not as rigid as they are for our other medicines. So the flavor in the literature is that the literature doesn't absolutely demonstrate true efficacy. But yet at the same time, you and I both know our patients get better with these drugs, over these supplements of glucosamine and chondroitin, so maybe this egg product can work as well. But it's truly lacking in any science.
And the another question, which is interesting, since you're the team doc for several of the USC teams, is if you played a sport in college, wouldn't it be more likely for you to get arthritis as you get older, because you've obviously exercised hard on it when you were young and thus have a longer period to develop wear and tear? Is there data that the college athletes are worse, or is the exercise they learn to do such that it helps them prevent arthritis?
I think that the data is lacking to a real cause and effect in that sense. The data for, let's say, long-term running is not showing increasing arthritis for the runners. The studies have shown that out of Stanford. But I think that it's more related to probably the genetics that predisposes the individual over time. If you get injured when you're young as an athlete, which is very common, that would predispose you many fold times to increased risk for degenerative osteoarthritis over time.
Well, that goes with another question. This person said, I had a medial meniscus tear when I was 30. Does that mean, he says he's 46 now, he says he has not developed arthritis, but he says, does that mean I'm going to have arthritis sooner rather than later because I had a medial meniscus repair?
Another good question we get commonly. I would say absolutely. If we don't have that valuable cushion, I tell my patients that the common procedure is to trim out that portion leaving the meniscus deficient. It works well, but over time you are at risk for getting arthritis. It may take 10, 20, 30 years. You're absolutely at risk. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get crippling, painful arthritis. And so I usually tell patients, yes, you're at risk, but it's probably the genetics that's going to make you more at risk, and your body habit and your activities more so than the meniscectomy itself. But it definitely puts you at risk compared to your twin brother, who doesn't have that surgery.
Now the next question relating to that, it said, and it's from a different person, and that is, if I'm at risk or if I'm wearing and tearing my cartilage, how long do you guess it's going to be before I can give some of my own stem cells to myself and have them repair my cartilage? Will this occur in our lifetime, or is it just too expensive to even think of? And maybe should we go to India to get this done?
Yeah, we get that a lot too. I get these questions commonly. It's going to be a long time, but it's going to be in our lifetime. It is expensive, but as with most technologies, expenses will be reduced as the volume of these procedures will increase. I think it's pretty well established that if you have a stem cell treatment, the stem cells are, one, immune-privileged, and two, they have a strong anti-inflammation component. So it does two things. I think that these stem cells are really smart cells. They either are quarterbacks that direct the team in there to fight and help the arthritis, or two, they're a utility infielder, and they can play different positions, and they can help replace the bad cells. We don't really know for sure, but they do have a strong influence on degenerative arthritis. So So I do anticipate in the future being able to apply stem cells into, let's say, the knee, in this case, the knee arthritis. And there's very little studies done to date, unfortunately. But intellectually, it's, to me, it makes absolute sense as a great treatment that we absolutely have to investigate it in the future.
We did not get into with Thomas Vangsness, and it's V-A-N-G-N-E-S-S, this wonderful book, The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis, the exercises you can do, what he recommends to do to prevent arthritis, to treat it, delay its onset, but it is all in this book, The New Science of Overcoming Arthritis. This is Dr. Mike Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay young.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.